Praise the Lord, everybody. My name is Apostle Reginald, and I would just like to welcome you to the very first episode of Be Reconciled podcast. And episode one is The Power of Reconciliation. I'm so excited to have you here. This podcast is more than just a series of discussions. It's a movement rooted in God's truth. Our goal is to equip believers, restore faith, and bring souls back to God through the power of reconciliation through Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt distant from God? Have you ever wondered if He truly hears your prayers? Have you ever wondered if your past sins or mistakes just have pushed Him away from you? Well, today we're diving into what it really means to be reconciled to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and how that transforms every part of our lives. Our main teaching key scripture will be 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Our text is verses 17 through 21, and we'll just talk about the foundation of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all have become new." So what is reconciliation? Reconciliation is restoration of relationship with God through Christ. It's simply that. It's restoring a right standing with God. So why does reconciliation matter? We need to be restored unto God because sin separates us from God. And Jesus made a way for us to return unto God. You know, see, there's none righteous, no, not a one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. David said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So we have this Adamic sinful nature, and that separates us from God. And make no mistake about it, the wages of sin is still death. That's eternal separation from God in a devil's hell. But the gift of God, my Lord and my God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So reconciliation matters because of that one big problem, which is sin. So how do we walk in reconciliation daily? And that's through faith in Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross. See, the Bible says that he being Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and it's by His stripes that we are healed. It goes on to say, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord laid upon him being Jesus, all of our iniquity." And that reconciliation daily also comes through obedience. We want to obey God's word. We want to obey the truth. And it also comes with intimacy with God. And to be intimate with God is just to have a relationship with God. And you can develop that relationship with God through prayer, through studying His word, and through the fellowship of the saints. Our supporting scriptures, we have Romans chapter 5, verses 10. It says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son." Isn't that amazing? We were once enemies of God. But my Lord God, I'm so glad that He's rich in mercy. He's plenteous in mercy, just ready to forgive. Again, when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace with God, and having made peace through the blood of His cross." And that's what washes away our sin. The blood of Jesus has washed us and made us clean. The blood of Jesus has purged us and made us whiter than snow. The blood of Jesus even purges our conscience from dead works, that we may serve the true and living God. See, reconciliation is not just about salvation, it's about transformation. When we truly grasp the depth of God's love, we can walk boldly in our purpose. So I have a challenge for you. This week, I challenge you to reflect on areas in your life where you need reconciliation, whether with God, whether for yourself or others, and pray about it. And see, there, the enemy is a lie. He wants you to feel guilty. He don't want you to know the truth of God's words, that you are forgiven. See, the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, that condemnation is a guilty feeling. See, the enemy doesn't want you to know that you've been redeemed. The enemy doesn't want you to know that you've been forgiven. The enemy doesn't want you to know that God doesn't remember your sins and iniquities anymore. And he will use people to remind you of what you've done. They'll always try to remind you that of the sins and your mistakes and your past transgressions. But my Lord and my God, he doesn't remember your sins and iniquities anymore. And praise God that there is no condemnation. The guilt is gone. It's been rolled away. So thank God that we don't have that guilty feeling anymore. We don't have that condemnation anymore. So pray about it and take one step toward restoration. If there's any unconfessed sin in your life, there's any willful, habitual transgressions in your life, bring that thing to the Lord. David said, "Search me, try me, try my heart, try my reins, Lord God, try my thoughts and know me. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." If you pray that prayer sincerely, God will shine a spotlight on the thing. God won't let you have any peace in it. He'll keep bringing it to the forefront. And whatever it is, as soon as he brings it to the forefront, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says, "He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh sin shall have mercy." So praise God. So if you are encouraged by this message, the power of reconciliation, we'd like you to drop a comment below. What does reconciliation mean to you? And if this message blessed you, hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss what's coming up next. Again, this is the very first episode, The Power of Reconciliation. And if you don't mind, I would like to just close out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of reconciliation. Thank you for making a way for us through Jesus Christ. I pray for every listener right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bless them right now in your name, Lord God. Lord God, search our hearts right now. Lord God, try us. Lord God, if there's something in our lives, Lord God, that's keeping us from you, that's separating us from you, Lord God, don't let us have any peace in it. It might be something we're doing, Lord God. It may be, Lord God, someone that we haven't forgiven. Whatever it may be, Lord God, bring it to the spotlight. Lord God, shine the light on it, Lord God, that we can bring it to you, Lord God, that we can have this restoration. Lord God, bring restoration to our hearts, Lord God. Bring it, Lord God, to the forefront, Lord God. Bring it in our relationships. And I pray, Lord God, that we will walk in the fullness of your love and in truth. And we ask these and all things in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. See, our next episode will be coming up soon. So we just want to thank you. You know, that's it for today's episode. But again, we're just getting started. We thank you for joining us. You know, next time we'll talk about how to hear God's voice in your daily life. And you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. So make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and share this with somebody who needs it. Until the next time, be blessed and be ye reconciled unto God. Amen.